You're listening to V for Vertigo, Episode 7.
Welcome to the V for Vertigo podcast, the only podcast dedicated to all things Vertigo comics. This is episode 7. I'm Rebecca O.H. on the comic forums, and with me today is...
They tried to make me go to rehab.
I said no.
Sha-la-la-la-lo. Mark Johnson.
So, we're also missing a host today. We have a third host, Jonathan. He cannot be with us today. So anyone who is listening to hear Jonathan's voice, go ahead and turn the podcast off now. He's not going to be featured on this episode, but he will be on episode 8. Today's episode, we're going to be discussing Preacher Trade Volume 4 and a one-shot mini of True Faith. So, Mark, have you been up to anything lately? I realize you had some drama this weekend with your electricity. What happened in California?
Okay, there's like a huge storm for the past few days, and my power was knocked out on Friday. I thought it was the whole entire apartment complex, and then I was like, okay, I had to go to work, so they'll fix it. But when I got home later Friday night or whatever, or Saturday morning, however you look at it, The power was still off for my apartment, but everyone else's was on. So I had no power Saturday. So, I mean...
Are you sure you paid the bill?
Everyone fucking says that. Like I'm cheap. Haha, people and their jokes. That's like the 20th time I've heard it.
Yeah, but stoners don't sometimes pay their bills.
Oh. That's terrible. Nah, I pay my bills. It's just, I found out what the problem was. I was out all day Saturday, so I called PG&E. They came by, took a look at the circuit breakers, which I also did, and flipped all of them on and off. I wonder how many people overslept. But then he said I had an in-house breaker, and my apartment's really small. I didn't know where one was at. But Saturday night when I got home at 2 a.m., I found it. It's not in my apartment. It's actually in the laundry room, which is weird. Sort of weird, since my apartment's next to the laundry room. But, yeah, I mean, it fucking sucked. I don't even want to know how much my food got ruined. I'm keeping most of it anyway. Yeah, it's terrible without power, man. I was eating in the dark. I got something from McDonald's on Friday night, just sitting there with a flashlight. I didn't have a flashlight. I had little candlelight. I had to use my ebook to see it and my phone to see around. It was terrible. So, but how was your Halloween there?
I worked all weekend. It was good. I worked at the restaurant, closed down on Saturday, and then went off with my friend Nicole to Steak and Shake, which is, you know, pretty much a wild night for me, but uneventful.
You didn't dress up?
No. Well, I wore my uniform at work, but no.
Oh. Yeah, I had to work, so I didn't dress up either. But the people we share cubicles with, in the daytime, they decorated. And it was pretty badass, because when we got in there, they had like 4 or 5 UV lights, a mat that went wah-wah-wah whenever you stepped on it, a strobe light, and coffins with skeletons and a dude hanging from the ceiling. He's supposed to be a dead dude. It's pretty cool. They won in the daytime. But yeah. I don't know. But you know what I did do yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
I went to a tournament. That's where I was out. That's why we didn't record on Saturday. But
for what?
L5R, right? And if you ever want to read excellent strategy tips from my freelance writing, go read Sky. But, I actually won. I won. I finally, like, I normally place top 32, top 16, top 8. My highest is top 4. But, finally, I won for the storyline. I don't care. But it was just good. Although, I had to kind of bribe my friend to win. Because, me and my friend, we drove up together. He came by my place and I drove. And then we were playing in the finals. He beat me earlier in the Swiss rounds, and I barely got it because they cut the top eight, and I was eighth. And then I had to play him in the finals, and I lost him before, and the game went really long. It was up till one, and it was supposed to be best out of three, and I barely won the first game. And I was trying to bribe him beforehand and all the time because I didn't want to play. We were playing for over 12 hours. And I was like, dude, come on. And then eventually, after that, he was like, yeah, he just conceded to me. I gave him the prizes or whatever. But it felt good to fucking win. I finally got a win. Now if I can coerce my lead designer friend to actually make a card. Shitty card, I don't care what my name on it. Created by Mark Johnson as a memento for my prize. So I don't play the RPG. Yeah.
Okay.
I know people might not understand or care, but...
There went our last two listeners going, what the hell is this 5R crap? What is he doing now?
People played Magic before, so they should know. Or maybe they play the RPG, L5R RPG. I don't know. I don't play it. But yeah, felt good. Now that, see, there's got to be a balance in life. Because I had a shitty day or two without power. And I didn't eat all day Saturday, by the way, except for a smoothie. And so, but then I won. So whenever something bad happens, something good gotta happen, and vice versa. And whenever you do something good, you gotta do something bad. It's very strange.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if that's where Jonathan's at. Maybe he's playing in a tournament.
I don't think he's as nerdy as I am. But whatever.
I'm wondering if there are people out there as nerdy as you are, right?
I met some good people there. Oh, some Australians came. Because they're playing in the championships in LA or Ontario, wherever, next week. So they all came. It's cool. It was.
Okay. So it sounds like you had one heck of a great time.
I did.
Good for you, and you won.
I won.
What exactly did you win anyway? Oh. Did you win comic books?
No, it was at a comic store.
Well, that's good.
Oh, wait, and one of the guys I played against who works there also, Josh, he's pretty cool. I pretty much know damn near every L5R player. He gave me Garth Ennis's Cross, the first issue. You know about that, Crossed?
I heard about it, but I haven't read it.
It just came out. It is like the most fucked up fucking shit I've ever read in my entire life.
You just said who wrote it. What did you think it was going to be?
No, like, I haven't read The Boys. I heard that's pretty fucked up. But Preacher, it's not that bad, and neither is all the other stuff, or most of it. But this is some pretty fucked up shit. You know what the premise is about, right?
I do, but why don't you go ahead and describe it for the five listeners that listen to you rant and rave about a goofy tournament? They might not agree.
Well, it's basically a post-apocalyptic zombie setting, but these zombies, they aren't zombies per se. It's more like 28 days later or weeks later, where they jack up people. These work together in groups, and they mutilate and rape and just totally kill people, and they have these big cross on their face, which is... So there's some group graphic stuff here, and I don't... I hope it'll explain later, but I don't get how it would spread. Yeah, I really don't. How would that virus spread? Because they're not biting people, and they're not getting the blood in. They're basically killing them and mutilating them and raping them. Hanging them and chopping them up and intestines everywhere and all this. It's like, how is it going to spread? And whoever you fuck up is going to die. Unless it was airborne. Which it might be. I don't know. It's weird. Ugh, it's fucked up. It's totally disturbing. It's disturbing. And I watch some fucked up shit that disturbed me. Yeah. You should read
it. As soon as you said Venus, that was enough for me.
Ah, well, it was free. I'll probably buy the trade.
After the whole Preacher nonsense.
No. Preacher has at least a theme and stuff. It's a Western.
Yeah, this is sucks.
We're going to get into that later. Hater.
Yeah.
You're a hater.
All right. Well, moving things right along, speaking about Vertigo news and other things with Garth Ennis, do you have any other Vertigo news going on other than the book you were just talking about?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do the questions first?
No, I want to do news first, and then we'll get to the questions.
Ooh.
You're ruining the way I have things set up, so just go with it.
Okay.
Vertigo News.
Bossy, bossy.
Very much so.
I was gonna make a joke, but you probably get mad at me again.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sure half our listeners just love to hear us rant back and forth.
Well, I'm missing my football game. It's a close game, even though.
I'm on the East Coast. You want me to ruin it for you? I can probably tell you who wins.
No, don't. It'd be rubbish.
It would be funny.
Oh well, I don't have any of these people on my fantasy team. Did I mention I finally got a win?
Is that on the Uncanny X-Cast?
Yeah, I got a win, man. I think I beat Perillo.
But aren't you still in last place?
Who fucking cares? This is shit's free. I got a win. Like, I didn't draft my team, so it's not all my fault. And to be honest, I've never done this before, so.
So now you're excited. One host beat you, and you beat the other host. That's great.
Didn't even add me to his Xbox friends.
Uh-oh. Can't do that.
Well, alright, according to comicscontinuum.com, Sam Mendes has been tapped to do a Preacher movie for Columbia Pictures. Hooray!
Hooray!
So, there might be the Preacher, but honestly, until they're in production, yeah, I doubt it's going to happen. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it might. Comic book movies are the hottest thing right now. Everybody's making all kinds of money hand and fist over them, so we'll hold some hope out.
Superhero comic book movies are not non-superhero. I don't see this being as a one movie anyway. It should at least be a trilogy. If Y is going to be a trilogy with 20 less issues, then Preacher should be a trilogy.
No, I disagree with that, though. Like 300? That wasn't a superhero movie, and it did all kinds of good
things. That movie was shit.
The Road to Perdition was really, really good, and I don't really consider the Incredible Hulk a superhero. He's kind of a hero, but he's kind of not.
Yeah.
Depends on how you like the Hulk.
Well, he's still your normal, more or less normal.
Yeah, he is, but we're talking geeks here, and geeks get technical. You know, you gotta get it right.
Fucking bunch of wankers, too. No, but I don't think it'll. I can't see a Preacher movie in one fell swoop because you're gonna be missing a whole bunch of things. So.
Well, we'll see what they do. Creative process. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. So the last piece of news I found. And this is really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Is DC will release their 20th anniversary of the Vertigo Tarot deck set. And according to Amazon, it's going to be available on November 5th, the day after Election Day here in America. And it's going to cost $40. It's going to feature cards from Sandman Universe, and it'll come with a velvet quality bag and 128-page softcover book. And all the cards will be stamped with the 20th anniversary foil. So, yeah. So, have you ever done Tarot? I want to say Tarot.
No, Tarot, the T sign.
Yeah, no, but I want to say Tarot. Like, Antanaro, and what other words do I mispronounce?
There's too many to mention.
Have you ever done that before?
Just listen to the podcast. I don't exactly articulate very
well. Well, no, I mean mess with tarots, or have a friend.
I've had my readings done before, but they always tell me I'm going to find my true love when I'm like, I don't know. Knowing my luck, I've probably found him 3 times already and just passed him by and said, thanks for bagging my groceries. It's rubbish.
Why are you taking my word? Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Well.
No, I've got this not crazy friend, but we all have that one goofy, weird, metaphysical friend who's all into numerology and astrology and all this and... I don't know. Apparently my soulmate's an Aquarius. That's about as far as I get with the weird stuff.
Oh. That's interesting.
Well, I guess I do well with Libras, too.
As interesting as I'm an Aquarius.
Woo! And see, that proves my point. You're clear in California. I'm in Ohio. Yeah, so,
fair enough.
Proves the point.
No, I had my numbers done. Back when I worked in a bookstore, there was some numerologist chick. But she was pretty accurate.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm saying what type of person I was and how the hell things will be. But, you know, it is what it is.
Did you have any other Vertigo news?
Nah, is it? I swear to God, there's barely any. There's like a ton of DC news.
Well, yeah, everybody loves DC. To hell with Vertigo.
Fucking A.
Tell you. All right, well, if any of our listeners out there want to contact us, we are active in the comicforums.com. Our podcast is listed under vforvertigo.com. Yeah, we're under V for Vertigo. If you want to send us an email, which we may or may not read on the podcast, because we sometimes just incorporate it in with our viewer feedback, our email address is vertigocast@gmail.com. If you want to leave us questions, please post them on the forums. We do have one question from one of our loyal listeners, which is MGuy1977. MGuy writes in, and he wants us to get our opinions on if we've ever read the book Bite Club. B as in boy, Bite Club. Not fight, but Bite Club. Mark, have you ever read it?
No. I saw it once, like in the 50% bins. I was thinking about picking up because the art looked nice and the cover had some pretty cute chick on it. Then I read the back, and I was just disinterested in it. Because it deals with... I hate vampires. Have you listened to this before? Not a fan of urban fantasy. Don't care if it's a comic, a book, or the new Twilight movie. Or the show on HBO, Bad Blood, or whatever it's called. I'm not a fan. And then I'm not a fan of mafia stuff, because I don't understand how Italians can be intimidating. I just don't get it.
Says the one who plays fantasy role-playing games with little playing cards.
I do not play a RPG. I'm not like a LARPer. No, no, I think they're beneath us. No. I'm a CCGer.
Yeah, L5R,
I'm a video gamer. I used to play sports, but I'm a bit lazy now. But no, it's just, I mean, come on, the mafia and vampires. Two things I hate. You combine them. Two things I'm still going to hate.
Now, Mark, you know I'm Italian, correct?
Well, no, I didn't. I don't hate all Italians. I'm not. I mean,
The
mafia. It's like I'm not scared of a bunch of fat dudes that make good food. Like I would slightly be more scared of the triad or the yakuza. You know, assuming they weren't very small.
Are you trying to say yakuza?
Yeah. No, the yakuza. Yakuza.
Oh God.
You gotta say yakuza. Yakuza. I forgot how to really pronounce it. I'd be more scared of those guys, but they're, you know, tiny. Asians are short. What can I say? Guys, don't come after me either. I do live near the city, so there's Chinatown and Japantown. Oh, you know what? You want to hear an interesting story real quick?
Does it have anything to do with comic books at all, or are you off on a rant again?
I'm off on a tangent. My friend... He's Chinese, right? He's hanging out in Chinatown, and I was gonna meet up with him, and he was a bit late. So when I finally got to him, I was like, "Dude, where are you at?" He's all, "Yeah, man, I was in Chinatown. They shut down portion of that of the city in somewhere, and then I heard about it on the news, and the news was like some bullshit of why they shut it down." And then he said, "Yeah, man, some dude ran in, and there was a hit. Some guy was hit broad daylight." And then the news didn't talk about that, of the reason why they shut it down. It was some other reason. I was like, "God damn, triad putting hit on people in broad daylight, Chinatown. It's crazy." It's crazy. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, well, if anybody wants to contact us on the forums, feel free. Forum activity is, we do get quite a bit of forum activity going on. We basically discuss anything Vertigo, anything comic book related. I did get an update from episode 6. We kind of use MGuy1977, one of our loyal listeners, to do research for us. Evidently, he is still up in debate about the free-range chicken that you keep buying, Mark.
I have one in my fridge. I was going to cook it today had my power not gone out. Didn't even get a chance to marinate it.
Oh, I don't know. After your power, I don't know if I would eat it.
Well, it had...
But if anybody's curious about the whole free-range chicken, there was some research done about that. And we got some threads started about the new Northlander series, Hellblazer. Anyone who wants to start some threads, go right ahead. Anything Vertigo-related, nothing's off-limits.
Or anything not Vertigo-related... Because we don't mind. We don't care. And any questions that are or do not pertain to Vertigo or comics, we'll answer. God knows I go off on tangents all the time. It's like I got ADD if I believed in it.
Yeah, evidently nobody else has ever heard of Sweet Estate either. But that's pretty much what's going on with the world of Vertigo. Okay, so only other thing that we've got going on lately is, I believe, the election's coming up. So the next time we have our episode, we'll have a new president of the United States, which is wonderful. Yeah. Don't know who's going to win, don't care. All I know is it's going to be a left-hander. So that's always good.
Oh yeah, you're big in the vote.
Both candidates are left-handed. So
you're big in the vote. Who you voting for?
I don't know. It's tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Why would I know that in advance? We have more action going on right now in Ohio with not necessarily president.
The propositions.
But we got side issues going on. The big thing going on in Ohio right now is whether or not we're going to allow casinos to come into our state. And that's like the hot topic right now. Like, you turn a TV on and everybody's going, vote for the casino, don't vote for the casino, this and that. And I don't know. The nearest casino to me is in Indiana, which is about an hour and a half away. If they put one in Ohio, it's only like 30 minutes away. So I'm thinking, well, that sounds kind of nice. But I don't know too much about it. And then, you know, there's school levies, and then there's levies to fix the roads, and then we have, like, judges and stuff going on. So, I don't know. The important thing is that you just vote.
No, that's not true. You know, there is a recession going on. You say you want to go to a casino?
Huh?
You know, there's a recession going on. Would it be wise to go gamble?
I work two jobs. I'm not feeling the pinch. Remember, you're posting with a workaholic. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm feeling the pinch. Except on gas. Gas is under $3. I am apparently.
Oh, do you want to feel disgusted? I filled up my gas tank today. Would you like to know what I filled it up at?
$5.
Gas is $1.96 here.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Oh, and I'm driving the big SUV. I loved it. I filled it up, and I'm thinking, oh, this is wonderful.
Well, I might get more freelancing work. I might start reviewing video games. So.
Well, that'll be good. Maybe you can be nice about it.
No. I go good and bad of everything I do. Because to me, there's no right or wrong way.
Hey, since now your power's been out, and you've pretty much been doing nothing. Did you ever get caught up on all your comic book reading? So you're pretty much good to go, and you got everything read that you needed to get read, right?
You mean what, for the show?
I don't know. Just all your trades and stuff you've got collected around, and just all these things you keep meaning to pick up and read.
Well, I don't have any comics to read right now, except for what we'll be doing in the future, but I got a few books. I read somewhere between 2 to 4 books at one time.
Real books or comic books?
Real books.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm smart. I read stuff. I like to read. It's my second favorite thing.
Okay.
Yeah, reading. I didn't get a chance to read much. I was all gone all day Saturday, and Friday I was at work. So, there you go.
Okay. Speaking of reading, do you want to go ahead and talk about the books that we've actually supposed to have read for the show?
Let's just call it a day.
All right.
Nah. All right. I guess we'll start in order. True Faith.
Okay. True Faith. Why don't you, Mark? This is your pick, right?
Yeah. Of course.
I love how you go out of your way to antagonize Jonathan and keep picking all these religious picks. That's very nice of you.
What are you talking about? All right. I've been wanting to read True Faith for years. It's by Garth Ennis and Warren Pleece. This is like the Garth Ennis show, by the way.
Yeah, you're the only one that likes him.
I fucking love him. He's great. But no, I wanted to read this because it's one of his earlier works. And a lot of the stuff based on Preacher is from here. So, but next time, don't worry, Nuggie. Don't worry. Next time it'll be It's a Bird because I said I would pick it. Oh, and if any of our other listeners want us to read stuff, they should let us know. But don't ask me. I'm a bit backed up for like 2 or 3 picks for stuff. Yeah. Alright. True Faith.
Okay. What? Tell us about True Faith.
Okay, I'm getting there. I think I'm going to go on a tangent all day. I gotta watch the rest of football. Something else. So, Two-Face.
Focus.
Every time I start, you interrupt me. All right, so Two-Face is about Neil Gibson, who's a young, lonely kid. He's either late high school or early college. I haven't really figured that out yet. Who crosses path with Terry Adair, a crazed man who's lost his faith since his wife and kid died in childbirth. Now, Terry wants to kill God and drags Nigel along with him, and hilarity ensues. And it's a pretty quick read. So what'd you think about it there, Rebecca?
I didn't like it.
All right.
I don't like Garth Ennis. Quit recommending his crap. He sucks. He's rubbish. I can't stand.
You know, Preacher, we got like 4 or 5 more volumes there.
Yeah, I know. I'm counting down to they're over with. It wasn't bad. I mean, it definitely would be something that I'm lending out to my friends just so I get my money's worth out of it since I had to buy it and pay money for it. But it's probably not the best thing I've read from Vertigo. I mean, it's not the worst thing. The worst thing's probably been We Three. But, the worst has been Scalped, another one of your glorious picks.
Oh!
But it wasn't that bad. I mean, I guess I would say I was neutral about it. I'm kind of lukewarm. You know, it's not hideous. It's not the best. It's...
Well, what?
It's another one of the religious, weird, kind of have an open mind thing when you read it.
What?
If Jonathan was here, I'm sure he'd tell you he'd hate every little minute of it, nitpick it, and say how this was inaccurate and this wasn't. But even though I have a Bible and I've read it, I can only quote certain things out of it, so I'm not really going to be the best source of knowledge on this one.
So wait, what parts didn't you like? Or why didn't you like?
Well, I wouldn't even go that far to say I didn't like it. It was one of those, I read it in one night, and it really wasn't much to it. It was just kind of like, eh. You know, you read it, you went through it, and you're like, eh. Then you just kind of put it aside and kept going.
No, because there are generally reasons why I don't like something.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just wasn't thrilled or wowed by it. It didn't give me that pop factor. It wasn't like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever. Like, when I read Pride of Baghdad, I'm like, oh my god, this is awesome. I love this book. Life is great. This was just kind of like if it was, I'm trying to think how to compare this to. It's kind of like when you're eating dinner and you get a steak and you get a really good steak and you're like, yeah, that steak's awesome. I want another one. This was kind of like mashed potatoes. You can't really screw them up. You can't really make them wonderful. They're just kind of mashed potatoes.
Okay. It's very specific.
How did you like it? I mean, what parts really got your attention? I mean, other than you've always wanted to read this, what...
It wasn't as bad as Enos wrote in his introduction. Like, he made it seem like shit. Which I can understand because I read some old works of mine and, ooh, different writer. Don't know who wrote that shit. But as the story, it's a bit herky-jerky. Maybe it's because it's short. I can understand Nigel wanting to get some from that chick, but then he goes from seemingly a shy kid that gets picked on to someone who starts yelling at all the Christians, which is fun, by the way. People should try it. There seemed to be no transition there, except for one drink, which means the kid can't hold his liquor. I don't know. He just couldn't handle them. Started making fun of him a bit. Yeah, I don't know. His shitty family life didn't make things better either. I just didn't like the. I didn't like the kid really.
Why is that about comic books? Whenever they have, like, a superhero or something, they always have to give him a fucked up family life. Have you ever noticed, like, all the superheroes are orphans?
That's not
like,
true.
Like, Superman, no parents.
What are you talking about? Superman has great parents. He has Mom and Pa. Mom and Pa.
No, yeah, those aren't his real parents.
No, but he has a great family life, so...
Yeah, but it's like the message they're telling kids is, if you want to be a superhero, don't have parents.
That's not true. I can't...
Okay, name one superhero who has a normal, stable family life. Batman.
Superman!
No, Superman does not. He's an alien from another planet. He doesn't fit in.
Has a family... No, I don't care if he doesn't fit in normally, but he has a good family life. He's the all-American boy.
But he's not all...
But he's not an all-American, right? Yeah. No, but that's what he perceives. And then on the flip side, for Marvel, you could be like, Captain America. There you go. Although... generally speaking, Marvel's people are
okay, well, fucked up. Let's start going with Marvel. Let's just dissect the X-Men. Do the X-Men have normal people? Or let's see, the Incredible Hulk? Or
well, that's because it's Marvel Universe. That's the way they set up things. But if you look DC, with the exception of Batman, everyone else has fine family.
Okay. Other than Superman, who else in Marvel, DC Universe has a normal family?
I don't read much DC. What about Elastic Man or Plastic Man? I think he has normal family. I could just grab 52 and look.
I don't think so.
What about Renee Montoya? I don't really know too much about. I'm just throwing out names. Booster's Gold. One of the Green Lanterns. If anyone reads DC, let me know because I don't fucking know. But no, generally speaking, DC has a far better staple. They're overpowered, but they got good family life. That's why they're very boring characters. Except for Batman, because he's a Marvel character in a DC world.
Batman is not Marvel. No, he's
if you look at Batman, if you take him in the Marvel universe, he would be shit because everyone around him would be the same way. But putting him in the DC universe, he's a complete contrast of all the DCU characters. He's interesting.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Okay, look at all these superheroes where if you have no family, all of a sudden you become wonderful. My whole point to this is I don't think the artist or comic book people should go out of their way to give somebody a fucked up family. Whatever happened to someone just being raised normal and just being normal? You don't have to throw in all these twists and all these fucked up family things to make somebody cool.
What about Peter Parker? He had a good family life.
Yeah, they shot his uncle.
Well, up to that point, he had a good... Uncle Ben and Aunt May were great
Okay, parents. Tell me why he lives with his aunt and uncle then. Where are his parents? Why does he live with them? They're dead.
Dead. But then they were secret agents, I think, and came back from the dead, and that's when I stopped reading comics, because it all didn't make any sense. Right.
Yeah, that's not going to fuck somebody up.
Aunt May did die, but she did, and that was a really good issue, but she did not. And the Green Goblin died, but now he's back, and I don't get it. I don't get it, Spider-Man. Yeah, well, we're not talking about the Marvel and DC, because they're both shit. Secret Invasion is now shit. I fucking hate issue number 7. Stupid. Ruined it! It's so good! It's so good! All the tie-ins were so good, and it's dumb. Stupid big fight. Back to True Faith. Alright. So, I didn't like the kid, but I did like Terry Adair. And I could understand his collapse into doing the things that he does. He's pretty interesting, but then he meets Cornelius, and then he goes along with whatever he says instead of giving you a big fuck you, you wanker, and then shooting him with the shotgun, which would have made more sense. The twist at the end that Cornelius was responsible for Terry's wife and kid's death was a bit forced. It didn't seem believable to me, and it kind of brought down the whole story, really. And I just didn't get it. And I didn't understand the organization that killed Cornelius's people at the end. They came out of nowhere, and there was no reveal with Angela's church like I thought there would be. It would have made more sense if it was just a bunch of cops, and they had a tip. But then he kind of left it open-ended, but not really. But he didn't really explain much about them, but they dramatically impacted the ending. But the thing I did like the most was that the foundation for Preacher is in there because you got a conspiracy, you got a secret organization, you got graphic art, and you got a man questioning his faith and on a mission, not to find God, but to kill him. So, I enjoyed it. I could see where he's coming. It was a quick read, so it was all good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so anything else you got to say about it?
No, not really. It wasn't really that memorable. I mean, it wasn't a bad book. I would definitely get it from a discount bin. Don't pay full price for it.
Well, we didn't pay full price because we ordered our trades from InStockTrades.com, where the trades could be found. Well, I did.
I go to my local comic store a lot.
Oh, well, I don't have one, per se.
Well, mine is awesome. I can't help it. I have, like, the best local comic book store ever.
I hear there's one in the city, Isotope. Supposed to be really fucking good, but I haven't been there. I really should go one of these days, but I don't want to pay full price for trades. I just go to Borders. We're in a recession, people. Can't be spending 15, 20 bucks on a comic. Or 4 bucks on regular floppies if I bought them. Yeah. All right. Oh, well, what'd you think of the art?
Good. After reading Scalp, though, anything looks good.
Keep bringing that. You know, I'm just going to bag on Fables or Why. I'm just going to start bagging on it.
Yeah, good luck. Our listeners all like those.
Well, they don't like Why, as far as I can tell. People like Fables.
Fables is wonderful.
I guess. It's like urban fantasy played up. Well, anyway, the art I thought would bother me because it was watercolor, and I was like, eh, when I first glanced at it. But it didn't.
How were you again?
But it didn't. I could easily tell who's talking because they don't all look like 20-year-old scrawny white girls. It's good. Unlike Why. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, you know what I was watching the other night? Don't worry, this is comics related. I was watching Spike's Scream Awards or something. They should have been shown DS9, greatest sci-fi show ever. But and you know who won best comic of the year? I think it was year. Why the Last Man with Brian Vaughn and the artist Pia whatever. And I was like, seriously, best comic of the year? I mean, the last trade's really good, but of the year. Nothing else come out that year? Yeah.
Oh, come on. It was a good comic. Why are you always hating on people?
I'm not hating. It's rubbish. The art, it's the art and the terrible transitions of Why. Listen to the last episode if you didn't understand that, people. If you're new. I hope we got a new listener or two. Never know. Yeah. All right. We done with True Faith?
Yes. Let's go ahead and get to the worst part of a whole review. Tell me all about Preacher Volume 4.
Hold on. Did you read the intro for True Faith?
Do I ever read the intros?
Oh, yes! No. Apparently you read Penn Jillette, right?
Well, yeah, because that's because I knew who he was. He's a magician. You know Penn and Teller?
Kevin Smith
was? He was on Dancing with the Stars. He got my attention.
Oh, my God, that show is rubbish.
I love that show.
Oh, you would. They're not even celebrities, for God's sakes.
Oh, Lance Bass is a celebrity.
He's not. Is he supposed to be in space?
I don't know.
That is terrible.
Whatever. How can you say these people aren't celebrities? Brooke Burke? Is that her name?
I don't know. I don't watch the show. I don't know.
I don't know. She's good looking, though.
Well, they don't have ugly people on TV, unless you're rich.
Streaming. Well, these are rich people.
Well, there you go. Well, they're rich and famous, so no ugly people. Shit, you made me lose my point. Oh, okay, I remember. Okay, in the intro, Garth talks about this being his second published work, I think. I want to know what his first was, so we can review that.
Probably nothing good.
Oh, you're rubbish. Maybe it was in 2000 AD, because as everyone knows, everything relates back to 2000 AD. But all right, on to the best stuff. Preacher Ancient History by Garth Ennis and a whole bunch of other artists. Now, I should probably talk about the thing.
Hey, we're reviewing Preacher Volume 4. Which one is this one? I can't remember.
It's the one with all the backstories, the three backstories. All right. So the first story is about the Saint of Killers and of how he came to be. What do you mean? What are you woo-hooing about?
The Saint of Killers rocks. That's about the only good thing about Preacher.
He's my favorite character, isn't he? Didn't he?
He is actually pretty good. Well, other than the fact that Jesse's kind of... Volume 2, Jesse was sexy, but Saint of Killers makes up for pretty much everything in Preacher being sucky.
Alright, well, what'd you think about this story? Because you've been bitching along about, I want a Western! I want a Western!
It was awesome. It was awesome. You got me on this one. This one was good. This was worth it. I don't know if I want my money back from Preacher or not, but when I do get my money back, I'm keeping this one.
Okay. Well, why did you think it was so good, since you've been shitting on the whole series?
I haven't been shitting on the whole series. I liked Volume 2. Okay. That was the romantic one.
Well, you've been shitting on the two other books. And this one from your nice little intro. Well, what did you like about it?
The Saint of Killers, it was a Western, and the character itself, the Saint of Killers, you could do anything with him if you wanted to, and I would still like it. Just the whole concept of his character, or just his character itself, he's just a badass. I could just picture like Clint Eastwood playing him in a movie and just being the world's biggest badass. Like picture him doing the Dirty Harry, don't mess with me, punk. You know, it's just awesome.
No, do you know some dude has a Santa Killer's tattoo?
Wow, that's very committed.
It's looking pretty tight. I saw it on the preacher boards like many years ago. But I don't know. I mean, I thought it was the best story of the whole train, quite possibly the whole series. Yeah, well, you never know. See, whenever I read it, I picture the story in my head. This could be a movie. You just make Santa Killer's movie. And you screw everything else. You don't even have to explain why the devil's in there and he gets shot. Look, oh, look. Who was the big red guy?
What big red guy?
Who was the big red guy in the story that sewed up Santa Killer's body, made him whole again?
I don't know. Was I supposed to know this?
Yeah.
God?
Oh, my God. Are you sure?
You know I'm messing with you. I know who it was. I think it's supposed to be the devil, right?
No, it is the devil. It's not supposed to be.
Well, okay. Yeah, you got me. I'm still telling you, though, that the whole Volume 3, this whole God, preacher, devil, weird thing, it was the devil that sewn him up. Okay, you got me.
You don't like 80s movies, do you?
Huh?
You don't like 80s movies, do you?
Depends on the movie.
Well, I'm thinking a lot of the 80s movies, they were all about either a kid or a man with a mission. And you never let anything get in the way of that mission. Whether it was to kick the bully's ass or to kill the guy who hijacked Nakatomi Towers. It's all about man on a mission. But you got a man, you got Jesse on a mission to get God to make him pay for what he's done. And what are you like? No, I don't like it.
I said I like the Santa Killers. Do you not listen to me when
Santa
I speak?
Killers was also a man on a mission to kill McGrady.
And I said it was fine and I liked it. I don't know. We need Jonathan back to mediate between us because you are not listening to a word I'm saying.
You're right. All I hear is, wah, 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 wah. Mom, what did you say? I'm just practicing with my trombone. Wah, 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 wah. You know, Simpsons. Okay.
You watch too much TV.
You know what? Another girl said that this past weekend. I keep it on in the background, but I'm always on my computer. But I don't
you were talking
watch.
To a girl and you didn't get a date?
No, it wasn't. Girl is like one of my good friend's ex-girlfriend, and we were at her house playing poker.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't date someone your friends dated. That's like
girl. Oh no, actually you can because he hooked her up with his best friend. You know what's sad? She's hot and she doesn't have any hot girlfriends. They're like, what is that?
Because girls go in packs. You don't ever see two hot chicks hanging out. There's always a good-looking one and an ugly one.
One. No, back when I went to school, there are like hot girls hanging around other hot girls.
No. Think about it. Think about all
Well, there's always an ugly friend. And
there's always the big friend. And yeah.
But generally speaking,
hot girls don't hang out with other hot girls. Because they know if they are hot. They have competition with another hot girl.
Yeah, well, she's nice, too, and she cooks. She cooks pretty well. No, but she's hot. She should have some hot girlfriends.
Okay, you didn't listen to me again. Hot girlfriends don't hang out with other hot girls.
Oh, I hope neither him nor her listen to this show, because this would be terrible.
Well, yeah, because you're just saying how much you like her.
I don't like her. I mean,
oh, well, that's nice. So here she is listening.
No, I mean, I like her. Normally, I hate my friends. my friends don't listen to this. I hate my friends' girlfriends. Oh, God, it's like I wouldn't go out with you. But her, when I first met her many years ago, she was cool, and I was like, oh, she's hot and she's nice and sweet and has a personality. I was like, wow. Good pick, dude. Good pick. Well, though, to be fair, my last girlfriend, all my friends and acquaintances hated her. Which now I'm finding out. Go figure. Another tangent. Okay. So, what I noticed? This is probably, I don't know, my fifth or sixth, seventh time reading this series. I finally noticed that, I'm taking notes, that they never mention what the Saint of Killer's name is. It's like Clint Eastwood's It's like Saint Eastwood or Clint Eastwood's.
The good, the bad, and the ugly guy. He has a name.
Yeah, but this story was before he became the Santa Killer. So you figured his wife would have been like,
let's call him George.
Really? George is not a heroic name.
Why not?
It's George. I would have said Richard.
Okay.
That's like
no, because
Richard the Lionheart.
Dick, and you can't have a superhero named Dick. Why don't we call him Blake? Blake's
well,
a good comic book
actually,
name.
He's not a good guy, so Richard would be a bad name.
No, not for a villain. If he's a villain, let's call him Stone.
He's
Stone
not a villain good. Or a hero. He's a man
he's
who
a
just...
He's a badass. Why don't we call him... What was the name
of
Mr. T's guy?
Eastwood. Clint Eastwood. Eastwood? What kind of name is that?
I don't care. I'm going to kill you. Bang. Yeah.
No,
talking
about Back to the Future 3, you know, where he was like, dude, look at these pearly moccasins. What are them? Stole by them engine shoes? You know what I mean? Oh, I love that movie. It's so great. We're all over the place today. It's been a long weekend. I got sick eating candy on Friday. I had like a candy ache. I ate so much candy at work. And I was like, some candy is good. It's good. I like candy. It's like candy. Oh, you know what I didn't get to do Friday? Because when I got home, I was like, I'm going to do what I do every year. Pop in my Garfield DVD and watch the holiday stuff, the holiday celebrations. I didn't do that. I did that today, but I didn't do that Friday. And that shit is still a bit freaky. That cartoon, dude, the ghosts are scary. The old man, though, is like the scariest part. And I'm like, oh, shit. But watching that, I realized that Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one, stole its idea from Garfield's Halloween celebration thing. Straight up. Stole it. Watch it again, people. Just watch Pirates and then watch Garfield. You'll be like, oh, there's Garfield and Ollie. There's the ghost. The ghost story. And then, oh, they want some. Oh, they're hiding in the closet. Like Keira Knightley. Oh, they're chasing them. Oh. Yeah. Candy. Okay, back on topic. So, you know, as much as I love Garth Ennis, what I noticed between Preacher and True Faith and whatever else, the goddess or whatever else he's written, is that when it comes to the devil and God, those characters are rather suck. They're all one-dimensional and stereotypical, unlike, say, Mike Carey's Lucifer, which is brilliant. Are you there, Rebecca?
I'm here. It's just sometimes better just to let you go. There's no way to rein you back in and get you back.
It's all the sugar. It's all the sugar in my system.
Okay, so go ahead. Let's get back to Preacher. Talk about the rest of it.
So, what did you think about the art?
I hate to admit this, but that's the best part of Preacher. I love the artwork. I've never had a complaint about it. I mean, I can't tell the devil from God, but the artwork is always good. I don't know what they do or how they pick these people, but it is really good all the time. You can tell who people are. You can actually tell if they're supposed to have a mustache. It's nice to read a book and not have to think.
No, I meant for the Santa Killers specifically.
Yeah. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well, because I like the first three issues.
Yeah.
Then when he comes back, they switch artists.
Yeah, you could tell that. I didn't really notice.
Yeah, it even says the intro.
It didn't look too bad to me.
The intro? Yeah, and the forward. Yeah, because it looks like shit, I think. I mean, it's way better than Scalped or Why, but the fourth issue is just, it seems so surreal instead of, because mostly there's all a bit about realism, but this one seems more comic booky. I don't know, I don't like it. Comic booky for a comic, go figure, haha. Alright. So the next story is the story of You Know Who, whose name is also never mentioned. Did you notice that also?
And who's the name of You Know Who?
Arseface.
Yes it is.
What is it?
Isn't it the sheriff's son?
Yeah, they go. He's calling by his last name, though. What is his first name?
He doesn't have one. It's never mentioned.
I'm sure his parents named him one. No, they just call him Root. But they never call him by his first name. And then his friend calls him Dude. Well, anyway, the story of You Know Who
You
was
can
about.
say the name. We have an explicit tag. I've dropped the F-bomb a couple times now.
Yeah, fucking yeah. A. No, I'm just saying, the story of you, that's what it's called, the story of you know who.
I'm
if you,
saying he actually has a name.
Oh, Arsface. Well,
yeah,
this is before he's
Arsface.
Called. This is before he's called Arsface.
I know, it's not so good.
Yeah, so, okay. If you or any of our listeners were alive in the mid-90s and turned on the TV, watched the news, went on the internet, and didn't look at porn, and then you know about Kurt Cobain, the famous singer from Nirvana and the husband of, I forgot her name, Courtney something or another, and the kids that emulated him, you know, because they felt alone and like nobody cared and killed themselves when he did. So if you know any of that, that's basically the story of You Know Who. And yeah, what did you think, Rebecca? Because I'm tired of talking.
It was fine. I liked it.
Wow. That's it.
There wasn't much to it. It was just a background story.
All background stories.
I know, but there's not much to go into with a whole background story. It's pretty much what it is what it is.
Oh, no, you didn't say that.
What? We say that all the time around here.
I say it, we make fun of it. You say it too. Oh, it is. Oh, no. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought the story was a bit jank. I didn't feel sorry for Arsface because I don't believe in suicide. Sorry, samurai people, Japanese people. I mean, anyone who kills himself, we better have a damn good reason. And I like the name of Pube. Pube, bit of a weird nickname.
Well, what can you say about that? It's evidently his nickname.
Yeah, that's terrible. Now, I didn't know anyone in high school who did this, but earlier this year, alright, there's this old classmate of mine. She did kill herself. She was a dumbass for doing it too. You know why? She's an IRS agent and she had a gun. And that, why are IRS agents having guns when it's not tax season? So I guess she was distraught over her boyfriend or whatever. And then she went in the mountains and shot herself. And I was like, wow, man, that's pathetic. So people, if you're listening, don't fucking kill yourself. It's unless you got a reason. Unless you're just pathetic, then I guess you can. But yeah, that's terrible. I don't know. It's all right, story. Anything else you got to say? It's really no. I'm really tired of talking.
No, I don't really have much to ever say about your picks. You either hate them or you don't, and I'm good.
Well, if you hate, you can bash on them. I'm not Garth Ennis. I don't care. I'm not sucking his dick.
Preacher. I'm not really into the Preacher. I mean, I get it, but I just haven't been into comics lately. Ever since I met Lou Ferrigno, it's kind of ruined it. It's like, oh.
What? Where do you?
Well, yeah, because once you get that list of people that you want to meet in a comic industry or in a certain industry and you've pretty much almost crossed them all off your list, then what? I have no interest in ever meeting Garth Ennis. I don't know. Keep going with your stupid review. You're doing fine.
What? I don't get.
I didn't like Preacher. How many times do I have to tell you this? I don't like it.
Well, you could be more specific. People tune in every fortnight. That means 2 weeks, Rebecca. Tune in every fortnight to listen to us rant and give our opinions for some strange
reason. I'm giving an opinion. It sucks. I hate Preacher. It sucks. Spend your money on something else. People, buy something better. Buy Northlanders. Buy Pride of Baghdad. Don't buy Scout, whatever the hell you do, though.
Well, if you buy it, you can always return it.
You know, I have yet to do that. Are you going to do that?
No. Did you not listen to that episode when you were gone?
Well, why would I? I was gone.
Oh, someone's narcissistic. I'm not going to get rid of it, but Jonathan, he like sold a shitload of his trades. I saw a thread, and they were all like $5 each.
What for?
I guess he needs money. We're in a recession there.
Okay, you keep saying this, but
I don't know what he needs money for. I don't know. He needs money. Why else would you sell stuff? Or he needs room. He needs room and or money. He's got to feed his drug habit. What do I? I don't know what it is. Yeah, so you might want to pick some stuff up. I don't know if he's still has it. A lot of people jumped on it. He sold like Why, Exterminators, the Preacher stuff we covered, and a few more other things that I don't remember off the top of my head. All $5 each. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, well, this is a very weird episode. I feel
it's
like
not a weird episode. Keep going.
I feel like I'm just talking to my bloody self here.
Talking to your bloody self. I have more than enough talking going on this episode. You're not even done with your reviews yet. You have two more left to go.
I got one. There's only one more story.
Well, keep going.
Alright.
And then maybe we'll keep going. Keep going.
Alright. Now the last story is called The Good Old Boys.
Yay! That's
your people, Rebecca. The good old
boys. It'd be my people. You know, I never did get any comments about my last episode where I went off on this. Nobody ever, like, said I was a racist but you. Nobody seemed to even notice.
When did I say you were a racist?
You called the episode Raging Racist?
That was Jonathan's idea. I was going to call it something else. I don't remember.
But, you know, I didn't get any, like, comments or posts or anything about that whatsoever.
That's because, no, we got 5 listeners. No one listens, for God's sake.
Well, out of the 5, nobody seemed to care but you.
He named it. He had a suggestion. I was like, it works for me. I don't care. I don't even know what to call this episode. Something weird.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends it is.
Odds and ends it is.
See, I didn't even want to name episodes, to be honest. I just wanted
it's
to go,
too much
like,
effort.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. I just want episode 1, episode 2, episode... But the first one was named, so I guess all the other rest got to be named.
Yeah, you can't just all of a sudden stop naming because you get a listener that's like, why didn't you stop naming episode 6?
They don't
why
care.
Does episode 6 not have a name?
They don't even go to our forums. Except you, M Guy. Yeah.
Hey, you leave M Guy alone. He's my buddy.
And Nuggy sometimes, and Zach.
Hey, whatever happened to Nathaniel Essex?
Fuck if I know.
I think
like
you
it,
happened so. To him, actually.
Oh, you know, I'm cool with it. I just met... Oh, actually, you know, when I played a couple Australians yesterday, and, like, one of them got upset that I beat him. I eliminated him in top 8. He was the one seed undefeated, right? Which is bad. I've been undefeated before. Curse of the Swiss, and then you go out next round. So, like, the first game was over in, like, 5 minutes. I whooped his ass with... He was playing Unicorn too. I was playing Ponies. I know that means nothing to you people, but I whooped his ass in the first game, and then the second game was a lot closer.
You whooped his ass with unicorns.
And what?
Did you just say you whooped his ass with unicorns?
Yeah, I whooped his ass. Yeah, I was playing Unicorn Western.
And you were making fun of LARPers, and you're playing with unicorns.
Well, I'm normally a dragon player. This is based off Japanese stuff. You know where the clans name them stuff: Monkey Clan, Lion Clan, Mantis. I was playing Unicorn Clan.
Unicorn Clan, huh? Getting down with the bad self.
Yeah, Unicorn Clan. I whooped his ass in the first game. Second game was a lot closer, but I top decked for the win. And then he seemed a bit upset that I beat him. I was like, oh. Which is funny, he's going to the World Championships. Him and his Australian boys are going to the World Championships next weekend. But I was like, damn, dude, you're... But he was good about it. He was like, yeah, oh, good luck. Good game, mate. Good luck. Oh, congrats. But I could tell. Because I overheard him like, damn, that son of a bitch top decked me for the card to crush my army. And I did. So, yeah. Oh, I played another Australian, though. He was really cool. We had a bit of a blast. Got to beat him fast, too. He was playing Scorpion. Totally. I'm totally on a tangent. This is where you should be like, Mark, no one fucking cares about your victory. Finally, I won. I'm just so excited.
I'm just so fascinated and just, like, awestruck by this whole thing that you do that I don't know how to react to it. It would be like me going off about how much I love HeroClix. It's just, well, I don't know what to say here.
Do you play HeroClix in tournaments?
Well, yeah, but 12-year-olds kick my ass.
Well, there you go. See, I'm like in poker, the equivalent. I always cash, but I never win. But now I won.
I have incredible dumb luck. I can just walk by a slot machine, put money in, and hit. I'm just like one of those lucky, like, God has blessed me because he's like, aw, she's stupid. I'm going to give her pretty looks, and I'm going to give her luck. So, I don't know. He's like, aw, this one's kind of messed in the head. I'm going to be nice to her. I have dumb luck. Like, I hit roulette all the time. There's no skill to roulette. You just pick a number.
Oh, no, no. As Wesley Snipes said, have you ever played roulette? On occasion. Always bet on black. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
No, always pick a number. If you're going to lose your money, lose it big.
Always bet on black. Ain't you watch Passenger 57?
Yeah, but you don't always bet on black. You can bet on green or red.
I do. Well, I really shouldn't take Wesley Snipes' advice. He is in jail for tax evasion. But yeah, always bet on black. Boom, 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 boom. I want to watch that movie again. I'm going to pop it in after the show. All right. So the last book is called Damn Good Old Boys. And because it wouldn't be an Ennis book, or Ennis, I still don't know how to pronounce it, without something totally fucked up happening, far less fucked up than Cross, believe me. This is about Jody and TC and a little adventure and parody of action movies and Saddam Hussein. So, what'd you think about it?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Quit playing the damn cricket.
Would you care to elaborate? Well, you're just like, not too bad.
Well, okay, you either like something or you don't.
Well, you gotta go your reasons why.
No, you don't. You know, you can just say for once you don't like something and move on.
No, you can't. You gotta explain yourself why. Otherwise, why do a podcast? Fancy that.
I'm doing the podcast because you wanted to do the podcast.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a bit of an egomaniac.
A little bit. I guess you're the only one listening.
I'm a writer. I need people to love me. I need to be loved. I need attention.
Hey, speaking of podcasts that actually are good compared to ours, Did you listen to the Uncanny episode 50 yet?
Yeah, but I only listened to 51.
Oh my god, 50 is hilarious.
Pretty good.
When are we going to do our own singing podcast?
Oh, fuck that. That's a lot of editing. Those guys are nuts.
Oh, come on. That was wonderful. That's like marked in my favorites.
Oh, no. I'm a rapper. I don't fucking sing anymore. I don't sing ever since my voice cracked.
You can rap. You'll be okay.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
You are not 40. I'm the oldest one on this
that's
podcast.
A quote. That's a quote from some coach's name where he's like, I'm a man. I'm 40. You know, like that the dude who was like, the Bears are who we thought they were. Playoffs? Playoffs? We talking about playoffs? There's a lot of sound drops in my head.
Yeah. How much sugar have you had?
I had a pizza. I had a whole medium pizza for the whole day because yesterday I had nothing to eat. So I'm pretty good. Hyped up. I didn't take a shower, though. I kind of stink. I cleaned up my place looking for my quote-unquote breaker in here, but... I gotta hop in the shower. I do stink. So, you didn't... Alright, let me get back. I love The Good Old Boys. It's a lot better than, the story of You-Know-Who. It was a nice departure from the seriousness of the previous two stories. And Saddam's cussing was pretty fun, too. Because I like to cuss and it's fun. And talking a different accent is even funner. But, you know, Ennis didn't need to add this because it didn't add anything to the main story or have any backstory. But it was fun. It was a nice little parody of the action movies I know and love. Yeah. Actually, it kind of reminded me of The Last Action Hero, the most underrated parody ever. You know how movies nowadays are, they parody superheroes or horror movies or whatever. The Last Action Hero was the first before its kind, but unlike those crappy movies, that's good. So it was a good one. It was a good one. Yeah, you busy typing over there?
No, I'm not typing, I'm listening to you.
I hear a clickety noise. You guys got the shittiest mics.
I do not have a shitty mic. It's wonderful. I don't know what you're hearing. There's no clickety noise.
Jonathan's page turning and your clickety clack, clickety clack.
There is no clickety clack.
Clickety clack.
You know, I kind of miss Jonathan's page turning. All right. But no, I agree with you. I did like The Good Old Boys. I thought that was a really good comic book. It wasn't bad at all.
Even though he...
Preachers, see, what? this is what I don't like about the Preacher series. Volume 1 sucked.
Yeah, it was all right.
Volume 2, awesome. Volume 3, meh. Volume 4, rocked. It's like every time I get ready to say, I'm not going to buy any more Preacher, it's rubbish, it sucks, I'm not wasting my money on it, they then give me a trade or they give me something to pull me right back in. It's like the Feganafia. As soon as you get out, they pull you right back in. You can't ever leave it.
I'd hate to burst your bubble, but I think Volume 5 is the weakest in the series.
So see, once again, I'm loving Volume 4. Volume 5 is going to be rubbish, and then Volume 6 is going to be wonderful. See, that's why I don't like Preacher. It's too many ups and downs and valleys.
Well,
why can't it
look at your fables. Volume 1 was or shit, as you like to say. Volume 2, don't remember. I think it was good. Volume 3 was Volume 4 was good, I think. Volume 5, 6, 7 are out, Look at why. No, all of that's just meh.
See, that's what I want. This is my holy grail of comics. I want a comic that is good from day one and just good. That's why I like Northlander so much right now, because I have yet to read part of it I don't like, and it's scaring me, because it's going to get bad. It's just inevitable. There is no way a comic book can be this good all the time.
Exactly. So what you're asking for
is the impossible. Yes.
Unless it's like two trades long, because people can write a good two trades. Yeah, look at the first two volumes of X Factor. After that, it's been kind of eh. Yeah, you're asking for the impossible.
Well, I can still ask. Maybe somebody can.
No, it's hard because you need to pace yourself, and you need to write to take breaks and to tell backstory. But at least in comics, you can tell a whole issue or two instead of intertwining it. So you have to put on the brakes and pause. Things have got to go up and down emotion-wise, because it can't all be high gear. So that just makes for a bad book, a bad movie, a bad whatever. If it's all adrenaline pumped. Yeah, you can't do that. It's bad writing.
Why not?
Name me something. What can I look? Let me look at what's in my movies, because what's in my bookshelf? That's all good. Okay, name me something you like, then, that's good all the way out, but it's good on one thing, like a high adrenaline or a tearjerker for the whole movie, and there's no breakage. There's no stopping. Where you feel one emotion.
Forrest Gump.
No, but even Forrest Gump breaks up with parts of humor. So that would... It's not consistent heartbreaking throughout, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Forrest Gump, you love him. You love him the whole time.
You love him the whole time, but the movie... I'm not talking about one character. I'm talking... Because characters can be static. They can be one-dimensional. They can be two-dimensional. They can be deeper on three. But the story itself, Forrest Gump, has peaks and valleys. You feel bad for the kid. Then you feel triumphant when he gets his braces off. And then you feel bad that his buddy, or when he meets his buddy, you feel good. Then you feel bad that his buddy died. And then you feel bad and good, and mama died, and you feel great. Like, you go ups and downs on how you feel. But you can't tell a story of you feel good all the time, that'd be a boring movie. You feel bad all the time, that'd be boring. You feel angry, boring, sad, boring. Like, you gotta go ups and downs, peaks and valleys. You gotta pace yourself. It's like a marathon. You gotta pace yourself. Hello?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like talking to you when you make too much sense. It's not a fun conversation.
That's why I like arguing. I always win. I can see both sides of things. I don't have a side. I don't care. Yeah. Oh, speaking of series, I bought a book. Thank God. My friend works at the bookstore. I'm paying full price. I bought a... Do you read paperbacks?
Yes, I read. I read paperbacks.
Okay, now I noticed. Okay, the publishing industry is really fucked up as it is. It's finally deciding to change. Took a while, but I bought a book. It's not quite a paperback. Your normal average $7.99. It's not quite a trade paperback, which is $11, $12, $13.99. It's in between the two size wise, and it's a couple dollars more than a paperback, cheaper than a trade, and it's $9.99. I think, like how comics are going to be $3.99 now, I think these are going to be $9.99. Paperback, I don't even know what to call them. Are they paperbacks or are they trades? They're going to be $9.99.
Maybe?
Well, they're almost the size of a trade. So, it's going to be $9.99. Terry Guekind did it. Thank God his series is over, because that shit went downhill fast. One more. I hope Richard dies. I'm praying Richard dies at the end. And then I noticed Stephen King did it with his book, which I'm not interested in reading.
You have to read Stephen King. How dare you? How dare you? It's the King of Horror. It's a given. You have to read Stephen King.
Well, see, this is... Oh, my friend and I were having this conversation the other day. I don't read stuff based on writers. Well, I mean, I'll give it a shot, but I won't continue reading it like my friend does and other people do. And if I don't like it, I'm like, fuck this. But I won't then not read something. Like Kevin J. Anderson. I've read a lot of his stuff, but I didn't buy it because it's Kevin J. Anderson, and he's famous for writing all these books. And like Garth Ennis, I love it, but I haven't read a lot of his stuff, and some stuff I don't feel like reading. Like Punisher. I'm not a Punisher fan, no matter how...
You have to be a Punisher fan.
So, yeah, no. He's rubbish. What's the name of this show again? I forgot to write it down. What did you say it was?
Whose show?
The show.
This is episode 7, V for Vertigo.
We had a title. What was it?
Oh, Odds and Ends, since we're like all over the place. We haven't talked about anything of importance this whole show.
So I don't want to listen to this again. I'm tired. I'm editing it.
You've been off on some tangent. I've been silent half the time listening to you. And you're bitching about listening. And then you're talking about like dressing up and playing with unicorns.
I do not dress up. I play with cards. Okay. When it comes to games.
There is nobody right now on the planet. I don't care who you are. There is nobody right now on the planet that could podcast with you and keep you in straight right now. I'm trying to get through these comic reviews and you're off about some unicorn plant. Then you lost your free range chicken due to a power outage. And now you're talking about Garth Ennis, Stephen King, and good luck to our listeners.
Well, I don't know which point to start first. You know what it is? The fact that I didn't wake up doing this. I'm actually awake doing this. I ate before I did this show. So.
And then you want to know who I'm voting for. And then you don't even vote yourself. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with you tonight. I'm just hoping that we get through this and Jonathan comes back and we don't ever have to do this again.
Fair enough. Fine. Do you want to end the show then? The game is almost over and it's pretty close.
Who's winning? You know what? Don't tell us, because by the time our listeners get this, this thing's going to be 2 weeks old. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, since you've pretty much talked about everything under the sun anyway? Anything comic related or anything our listeners might actually like?
You know what? Yeah. You know, Christmas is coming up, people. If you would like to donate.
Christmas is good.
Donate to the show. No, just kidding. That's really bad.
That is cheesy. That is cheesy. How dare you even do that? What is wrong with you?
Oh, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a shitload of TV shows on DVD. Which one should I get? DS9 or DBZ?
How about you get Oz? That's one of my favorites.
No. If I want to watch a guy being butt-fucked, I would read Crossed with his intestines hanging out, which is really disturbing.
I heard some good things about, like, Lost.
Oh, that show's...
I guess it's pretty good.
House.
House is always good.
I gave you two options. You can't pick other ones.
I heard all kinds of good things about Dexter. Dexter's the one about the serial killer.
Yawn.
What were the two options again?
Deep Space Nine or Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm fucking 6 and 20.
And you want to buy Dragon Ball Z?
I love Dragon Ball Z. Vegeta? Oh, I was using Krillin as my little Western Steps token today.
Be an adult, dude. Get Deep Space Nine.
Well, Deep Space Nine is a lot more expensive than DBZ. That's the one strike against it. That's the problem. But I want.
Do you have the Justice League cartoons? Those are pretty good.
Yeah, I got them. I got all the Transformers from G1 to Beast Wars to Beast Machines. I got Adventures of Briscoe County. I got the first volume of Ultron. Tales from the Crypt. Roots. Justice League, Eon Flux, and some more I can't see because my fan's in my way. Yeah. Supernatural, I'm waiting for it to end. I'm going to buy that stuff too.
Okay, I heard good things about that show.
It's great! It's my top TV show now. It's brilliant! If you are not watching Supernatural, you should be. There's two hot guys for you. That'll draw you in.
Nah. If I can't have an intelligent conversation with somebody, they're not hot. I don't care what they look like. You've got to be able to have an intelligent conversation.
You can't talk to the TV. Well, you can talk to the TV, but you
exactly.
shouldn't talk to the TV. Yeah, I mean, you would like Dean or Sam. I was watching it with my friend. She's like, oh, Dean's so hot. Dean's so hot, Dean. It's pretty funny, too. He was doing like a Rocky rendition, like, dun, 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 in his guards online. It's like one of the outtake things. It's also a pretty scary show, too.
That's pretty funny. You're in California trying to find me a hot guy. That's sad.
All right.
I've heard people use something called Craigslist for that. I don't know.
Yeah, they got everything.
The only thing I've ever used Craigslist for is to get some great deals on comic books.
And for erotic services. I get my comics from InStockTrades.com.
Man, you go to Craigslist, you get some diamonds in the rough there. People are like, boxes of comics for $20, just want them out of my house. You go and you get them, you pay them your $20, man, you get like 50, 60 comics. It's kind of fun, too, because it's like a hodgepodge. You never know what you're going to get. You just kind of, I don't know, it's like going to a yard sale and finding comic books. You're like, yes, comic book gold.
Yeah, I need
no clue what I'm talking about, dude. Do you have yard sales in California?
Yeah, I used to go to them with my mom, those and garage sales all the time when I was a kid. I liked them. I even held one or two. Made a few bucks. We got rid of my Transformers. Really shouldn't have. Damn. Okay. Should we wrap this up? People are probably not even listening. Hope they like the new intro and outro, though. And if not, well, bloody piss off. What's wrong? You got no taste in music? No, let us know.
Episode 8 will be out in a fortnight. What we're going to be reviewing for Episode 8 is Exterminators Volume 1 and Sergeant Rock Between Hell and a Hard Place, which are Jonathan's picks. Please visit our forums at thecomicforums.com. Scroll down. We are V for Vertigo Podcast. I've been Rebecca I'm Rebecca OH on the forums. Mark is listed as Hell's Fire. What we reviewed this week, other than if you could ever tell based off this episode, we attempted to talk about Preacher Volume 4 and the one-shot of True Faith. You can discuss anything on our forums you like, preferably Vertigo comic-related, because Mark and I both have the Vertigo encyclopedias and we're dying to use them, even though I have most of the Vertigo single issues anyway. Anything comic-related if you want to. Show historian, if you have any really tough questions, it's always fun to ask a question to MGuy1977. The more difficult, the more fun it is sometimes to watch him go crazy researching the stuff. And if anybody has any updates on free-range chickens, let me know, because I'm still convinced they don't exist.
I have one. I'm going to mail it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to put it right next door to the rest of the free-range chickens that are just running around Ohio. Yeah. You mail me a chicken, and I'm going to mail you a critter back. Put it in your cement pond, Ellie Mae.
That's terrible. All right. I'm Mark Johnson, everybody.
I've been Rebecca OH.
See you in a fortnight.
See ya. I grew up like a rolling stone. They gathered no more, steady roaming from home to home. Sometimes at a loss, I had no control. But it helped me find myself and know my soul. So I started on the West Coast with Pac and Snoop. And learned street smarts that they never taught at school. Teachers knew I was not a fool. Didn't care what I wore long as I rocked the hottest shoes. And yeah, I thought I was cool, repping the West. And that seaside view, I could never forget. Cali raised me into it, I'm forever in debt. It's where I learned to brawl in case someone ever would step. And yes, then I went overseas to sew and live with grandparents that I didn't even know. We couldn't afford all it takes, so I slept on the floor, feeling grandma's warm embrace.
That is a very long episode. That's not that long.
That was a very horrible episode.
I think that was we didn't. I don't know what the fuck we talked. I swear, it's like I got ADD. Sometimes
we didn't
I feel
talk
like
about 2 hours straight.
You didn't want to talk about anything.
Not really. No, I'm tired of podcasting. Let's give it up.
You're gonna give it up already?
Why not?
You wanted to start one.
I know.
You can't give it up. That'd be messed up.
I don't know.
Why don't you not having fun doing it anymore?
No, this episode was fun. I just had more fun listening to you than talking. You're like, you're not talking. I'm like, dude, I'm laughing my ass off at you.
I didn't hear any laughter.
I try to mute some of it because I have that weird snort laugh thing going
on. That would make for great radio.
Yeah, that'd be great.